A warning from Public Health Ontario that the severity of COVID-19 cases in children is likely to increase has prompted additional calls for mask mandates in schools. Ontario Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca is reiterating his demand that the Ford government mandate masks in essential indoor settings such as schools after he said the provincial agency, quietly, issued a dramatic warning on Friday, April 8. Public Health Ontario said that the number of children with severe disease is likely to increase due to rising transmission of the BA.2 variant, the lifting of public health measures, and limited eligibility and two vaccine coverage in children. This may impact pediatric hospital and intensive care unit, ICU, capacity, and also lead to further disruption to in-person learning in Ontario, the agency report said. However, the province's top doctor said yesterday there has been no significant threat to the health of children. In his first COVID-19 update in a month, Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore also said children are encouraged to screen before going to school, use tests that are distributed weekly to all students and get vaccinated. Moore acknowledged the increase in the positivity rate and rise in hospitalizations, trends that will continue for several weeks. It is clear we are in the sixth wave of the pandemic, he said, but the province has no plans to reintroduce mask mandates for indoor settings unless the healthcare system becomes compromised. York Region Medical Officer of Health Dr. Barry Pakes has strongly recommended wearing masks indoors since public health restrictions began to lift. Newmarket Aurora Provincial NDP candidate Dennis Heng said he supports the return of a mask mandate for schools. I think that masks are part of a prudent layer of protection, especially in areas such as schools. Students are in enclosed spaces right now, for 6-plus hours a day, with teachers who are working in this environment and are trying to protect their families, their communities, that it would be the prudent thing to continue on with mask mandates in a school setting, said Heng. Liberal candidate Sylvain Roy and Conservative candidate Don Gallagher Murphy did not respond to requests for comment. With COVID-19 cases rising in York Region and across the province as indicated by wastewater readings, some parents are also calling for the return of mask mandates, and that school boards notify them of known COVID-19 cases, as the Toronto District School Board has begun doing. York Region school boards have said they will not be taking those steps unless advised to do so by public health authorities. Schools are still required to report classroom closures and absenteeism rates daily, but the rates are impacted by absences other than COVID-19. On April 12, combined absenteeism of students and teachers in Newmarket ranged from a low of 8.2% at St. Paul Catholic Elementary School, an increase from 2.5% on April 8, to a high of 19.2% at St. John Chrysostom Catholic Elementary School. Only two schools of 4,844 in the province are closed currently, according to the province. On Friday, Ministry of Education data showed 15% of students and teachers were absent from school last week, 1 in 7, and 235 schools had more than 25% of their students and or teachers absent last Thursday, 1 in 4, according to a Liberal Party news release yesterday. Ontario Liberals are calling on the Ford government to return mask mandates in essential indoor settings such as schools, pharmacies and grocery stores, as well as to forego plans to, prematurely, end mask requirements in hospitals, long-term care facilities and on transit April 27. Doris Grinspun, the head of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario, has joined the call for the Ford government to abandon its plan to end all masking mandates on April 27, with files from Deborah Kelly.